Kayla McClure, and as always, you are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. On this episode of Township's Daily News Bits, I sit down with Mayor of Sutton, Mr. Robert Benoit, who chats with us about the municipality's new family and seniors policy.
So, Mr. Benoit, the municipality of Sutton has announced its new family and senior policy and its 2023-2027 action plan for such policy. What process did the municipality go through to ensure a policy that addresses the needs of families and seniors in Sutton?
Good question. The process is, first of all, to listen to people, to listen for their needs, so that people will express their needs. So if you look at what we have done for the last year, we have had several listening experiences for citizens. So that was one part of the process, family and the senior people, but that's not all. We have Dream Sutton, that is very important because we touch almost the same issues. Because the issues, if I want to bottom line say what is the issue out there, is to how do we enhance the quality of life for citizens. So that's what we are listening to. How can people have better quality of life in Sutton? So that means if you look at the policy, there's 9 action items, and the items are transportation, security, to social participation, to what kind of housing do we need, what kind of information do we need, what kind of health and social services. So if you look at those, the bottom line for all those items is quality of life. So we have, for every one of those 9 items, we have actions that we want to implement in the course of the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay. And from my understanding, there was a survey done and carried out as well, right? To get the input of what families and seniors were looking for in their community?
Absolutely. There was a survey done. Also, we did another survey on Dream Sutton that touches not all of those aspects, but some more incremental aspects. But in for the Dream Sutton, we had about 1,100 people responding. And the answers covers a lot of the grounds of this survey for the family senior people policy. So we touch almost the same needs, the same issues, and that's the great thing about it. So we will have a comprehensive action plan so that we can upgrade the quality of life in the short, mid, and long term for Sutton.
Now, did the municipality already have a family and seniors policy set in place before this, or is this something that didn't exist?
There was one existing one, but I think everybody recognized that it was done a long time ago, and that things have changed tremendously for the last year. So they wanted to really be sure that it was up to date.
Okay. I was wondering, I don't know if you have this information on hand, but are you able to highlight some of the changes that were brought about from all of the work that the municipality and citizens have done over the past year?
Right off the bat, I couldn't tell you, but I think it's much more from what I discussed with some of the people that participated. The action plan, one of the problems of Sutton is that there was no follow-up on the actions. And then, so I think that part is that we have concrete now actions to monitor for the next. So we've already said in the policy that it's going to be 2 times a year. There's going to be a follow-up on the action plan. So this is our commitment that we will be following up on those issues.
Okay. Now, what does the action plan look like exactly? You were mentioning how there are specific actions for those 9 areas that you plan on focusing on within the policy. Are you able to highlight some of the objectives of that action plan, like provide some examples?
Sure. Let's say an easy one is transportation. Transportation, there's issues about how many cars, the speed on the main street, how do we cross safely the main street, how do we have much more walking paths in the city so that and secure walking paths. So those are all items that we've been working on for the last year, and we're discussing those issues at the same time with the Ministry of Transportation, because Main Street, as you know, is owned by the Ministry of Transportation. So we need to come up with comprehensive solutions and that everybody would agree on. So Those are actions that we are discussing with the Ministry, the Department of Transportation of the Government of Quebec. The other issue is housing. Housing, one of the action plans is to get more social housing, affordable housing for people. We'll be in the process of announcing a major project that's been discussed for a number of years. So we're already implementing those recommendations. We're looking at other projects that we will be announcing shortly. Also working with younger kids, because what the members have conveyed is that there's a lot of activities for young people and older people, but there's a gap for teenagers. So we need to do more specific actions towards this group. There's a Maison des Jeunes in Sutton. We had vandalism this year. And so we need to take care more about the teenager population of Sutton. So because there's maybe lack of leisure times, lack of something to do after school. And so those are the kind of items that that need to be looked at.
And will you be collaborating with different community groups and organizations to ensure a successful action plan over the next 4 years?
Right, right, because it's not the sole part of the city. The city will act more as a leader, but the implementation of all these actions mostly are related to community groups or different groups in the community. So we are working with them to implement those items, but we will be orchestrating the delivery of services for the different groups.
And now that you have announced this policy, what is the next step? Will you start implementing some of these actions right away? Or is there something else that has to take place beforehand?
As a matter of fact, as I was saying, we have been working for the last year on the Dream Sutton process. We have identified 7 major works to do. Some of them are covered by this action plan also. So they're at the same place. So what I can say easily is that the transportation issue is being worked at right now. The solutions are designed, so ready to be implemented, but we need to negotiate it with the Ministry of Transportation. Housing, we've been working on it for the last year, so we're ready to announce things. So we're already a lot in front of those actions. So yes, we will be able to, in a very short term, to answer how we are going to respond for each of those 9 items.
Okay. Now, those were all the questions that I had for you, Mr. Benoit, about the policy, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that might be important that I may have missed in my questions.
The most important thing for me, as I said, was quality of life. And I made these comments at the meeting when we announced the policy. But I firmly believe that, quality of life is fundamental for a village like us, because this is how we can attract people. We attract young families. And this is important because, you know, the process right now is people are leaving the big cities or the fringe and they're coming to live in a rural area. And I think, you know, it's important that we offer quality of life, because the way we will attract people is that we can offer the best quality of life compared to other cities, other villages in the area. And this is important for us because our economy depends on quality of life, depends on residential areas, depends on leisure activities, community sense. Those are the elements that are working. We don't have any industry here. We don't have a lot of commercial space to rent. Most of our economy is based on the residential. It's been called right now the residential economy right now. Given also that the internet, high-speed internet is key, people are working from rural areas right now. And my conclusion was there's a study that has been made in 2018 by McGill University and the Vancouver School of Economics. And it said that people who live in small towns and rural areas are more happy than anybody else. And I firmly believe that that's our key. The key for us is to have happy people living in Sutton, because this is the best rural area in the neighborhood. I firmly believe that's true, because, you know, we've seen that. When you talk to people, young family, and they say, why are you coming here in Sutton? quality of life, community sense, the environment, you know, the landscape, the services, everything that that is related to quality of life.
Well, thank you so much again for chatting with me.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.